your incredible career, you were put in charge of an intern, a man that you described as a unicorn, a strange mix of everything man, an exotic geek, and fair to say it was by no means love at first sight, your words, but it did become love for the rest of your life. Is it possible to put that love you feel into words, and has the texture of that love changed over the last 2 decades?
Oh. Well, I tried to put it in words, but it is difficult, because the love you feel for a partner, it evolves and it has so many different layers, right? It's the first love that you feel when you're giddy and you're falling, and it's new and it's exciting, and every aspect of that person is fresh. You know, there's that part of the love that's always there, the sort of, you know, unpeeling of each other. And that was what first attracted me to Barack, was that he was so different from me. You know, he had swerved his whole life, his background.
And it didn't seem to bother him.
He was completely comfortable with it. And then knowing that in the context of his childhood and upbringing, which was very different from mine, that was a curiosity. You know, we grew up with the solid stability of the four of us at the dinner table. My father had a job. My mother stayed at home. We were very traditional. You know, he didn't know his father. His mother traveled, and she was getting her PhD, and she lived in other countries and exposed him to travel. And so swerving was all he knew. And I knew stability. So I think that sort of that contradiction that we found in ourselves was the first part of that love.
The opposite attracted.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I respected his choices. So it wasn't just his life, it was the choices he was making with it. The fact that he was a lawyer, but he cared very much about the community, that he had taken time off to be a community organizer, which is something you just don't find. Young people who were taking time out to figure out how to help others in their own communities, that was attractive to me. The way he treated his mother, the way he treated the women in his life, the way he treated those that were of a lesser standing than him. So when we worked together in the law firm, I fell in love with the fact that he was kind to everyone. So there's that bit of it. So yes, the relationship does grow and change, and so now we've built this life together, and we've had all these journeys together, and we've had all these hardships, and we've, you know, raised two beautiful children, and there's the love that comes when you see the man that you love care for your children. That's a whole different layer of love, and nothing can replace those memories, you know? That's more important to me than what he accomplished as President of the United States or anything that he's done on paper. The fact that he is a good father to my daughters is a powerful aphrodisiac. So yes, it's difficult to put it into a few words because it's a lifetime of learning and growing and falling and recovering together.
Well, you've done it so well at putting it into words, because if I was asked the same question, I think the English sort of person in me would have really struggled with that. So, no, you've really done well in it.
But that was the assignment of the book.
Yeah.
It's like I had to...
Open.
Right?
Yeah, be as open as possible.
And I also want young married couples to be open about what love is and what does that feel like. I don't think we talk about that enough. So I think there are young people out there figuring out, well, is this lust feeling I have, is that good? Does it last forever? What happens when that goes away? Does that mean it's broken? You know, and when you're like us and you're a couple that's viewed as a role model to others, I feel it's like our responsibility to tell the whole story so that people know that beautiful marriages have challenges and there are ups and downs, and that doesn't mean that it's broken. It means that you have to work at it. But no one tells young people that marriage is work. We talk about the love. We talk about the wedding. We talk about the good times, but we don't talk about how you sustain it year after year after year.
Again, it's very lucky we both had parents that stayed together.
Absolutely.
And we see it. And my parents have been very open with my brother and I about the fact that
And they're open. They've been open with us.
Yeah.
And we just met them. So your parents are an example of a couple who is very clear and honest about who they are and what it took for them to be as strong as they are now.